This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 149 for Friday, November 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's downturn as traders adjust positions ahead of the weekend. Canola down 1 to over $5, January down 360 at $703.20 per ton. The failure to hold above the 50-day moving average yesterday was bearish from a technical standpoint, and chart-based speculative selling contributed to today's declines. Losses in Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were also overhanging the market, although soy oil is stronger. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with only soy oil up on the day. Forecasts calling for much-needed rains in some dry regions of Brazil next week remained a bearish influence, although southern parts of the country have been too wet this year. Broad weakness in the U.S. dollar was another supportive influence for U.S. grains and oilseeds, as that softer currency makes exports more attractive to global buyers. January soybeans down 12 cents at $13.47 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 3.9 million tons announced yesterday did remain supportive, as that was a marketing year high. Domestic crush margins are also still strong, keeping U.S. processors in the market as well. Corn, also pressured by that improving Brazilian weather forecasts, although declining production estimates from some private forecasters were supportive. The December corn contract down 5 cents at $4.69 per bushel. Brazilian farmers typically plant a second corn crop after they finish seeding soybeans, and there's some uncertainty this year if they'll be able to get in all of their intended acres. Wheat futures are lower across the board, with some of the more deferred months hitting fresh contract lows. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at $7.17 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in December at $6.14 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 6 cents in December at $5.47 per bushel. Argentina's wheat crop was 20% harvested, according to reports out of the country, with production forecast to be the smallest in 8 years. Yesterday, the International Grain Council raised its outlook for global wheat production this year to 787 million tons. That would be up by 2 million from an earlier estimate, but still below the 804 million tons of wheat grown last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, November 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.